So this Puturino is the largest I have made, and also I believe about the largest that one would find. It's about 700 mil long. It has many, many different voices, and to describe those voices, let me explain about the three apertures on the instrument. I'm going to refer to the standard blowing end as the Mangai Nui, which is at one end of the flute of the Puturino with the face carving. The other end is also playable. Let's call that the Mangai Iti, and that is in the Whanganui style of Puturino. So played from both ends, and also the middle Mangai, which we'll call the Mangai Whanganui. Yep. So from the Mangai Nui end, we have the Tane voice, of which there are some variations. And then with the Fa Mangai closed, we get a different harmonic. Again, playing from the Mangai Nui, we have Wahine sounds. Now, the very lowest tone isn't possible on an instrument this long, so we're essentially playing with harmonics. And we have the Tamariki voice. And so now we'll move on to the Mangai Iti, the far end. And we have a very strident Tane voice. We also have the Wahine sounds. And the Tamariki sound, which I think is more evident from the Mangai Iti end. and there's a little of the dual voicage coming from the Wahine voice at the Mangai Iti end. Now we'll move on to the middle Mangai from the Nui. Have the Wahine voice, which is a more modern technique, which is played by playing down the barrel of the instrument as opposed to playing across like a transverse flute. And remarkably, I did bear in mind this Putorino is new, and so I'm still learning to make friends with it. But it appears that you can play a Tane sound from the middle Mangai, which sounds like this.